Ever watched a robot do something and just wished you knew it was going on in its metallic mind?
Definitely. Especially when they're moving around, it can feel like a total black box sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. That feeling of mystery is kind of what we're digging into today.
We've got some, well, really interesting research looking at a new way to make robots not just smarter, but also much easier for us to understand.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Our deep dive today is into a study that combines two really powerful AI ideas.
Right. Large language models, LLMs, and something called belief desire intention agents, or BDI agents.
And the goal: to build robots that are safer, more reliable, and, importantly, can actually explain themselves to us.
Precisely. The paper tackles that core challenge. How do we interact intuitively with complex AI? Because they can be quite opaque, can't they?
They really can. So LLMs handle the language part.
Yeah, understanding and generating natural language. And BDI agents, they model reasoning in a more structured way. It's based on what they believe about the world, what they desire, and their intentions or plans.
So it's a bit closer to how we might think about our own actions.
In a sense, yes. It provides a framework that's more transparent than, say, a pure neural network approach often is.
Okay, so how does this combination work in practice? Walk us through the architecture.
Sure. So imagine you, the user, interact with the LLM using just normal language, like chatting.
Okay.
The LLM takes what you say, your command or question, and interprets it into a goal for the BDI agent.
Got it. So it translates, "Hey, robot, go over there,"
Yeah.
into something more structured.
Exactly, something the BDI agent understands. Then the BDI agent takes that goal and works out the specific actions the robot needs to perform.
And it actually executes them.
Well, it plans the execution. And what's really neat is the feedback loop. The BDI agent maintains its mind state, its beliefs, current plans, history, and it shares this back with the LLM.
I see. So the LLM then uses that BDI information to explain things.
Precisely. It can generate explanations for the robot's behavior, telling you why it did what it did, based on the BDI agent's reasoning.
That combination seems powerful. You get the language flexibility of LLMs.
And the verifiable reasoning and goal management of BDI agents. That structured reasoning, often called symbolic reasoning, is key for safety.
How so? Why is that safer?
Because you can formally verify certain properties, you can write rules into the BDI agent, like never enter the zone, and mathematically check that its plans will always respect those rules.
Which is much harder with just an LLM that might hallucinate or suggest something unsafe, even if it sounds plausible.
Exactly. The BDI acts as a kind of safety supervisor based on explicit rules, and its mind state is the raw material for those explanations we mentioned.
So, did they test this out?
They did. They set up a proof of concept using a simulation, a virtual robot navigating an environment
With obstacles.
with forbidden areas specifically. They used standard tools like ROS2 and Gazebo, simulating a husky robot.
Okay, and the safety rule.
Yeah, the BDI agent was explicitly programmed to check. If a go-to command would take the robot into one of these forbidden zones, it should refuse or adjust.
Right. Like, don't go within half a meter of coordinates, two more, two.
Something like that, yeah. It's a concrete rule the BDI agent follows.
And how did the LLM handle commands? Could it understand vague instructions?
It could. For example, if you said, go back to the previous waypoint, the LLM would need to figure out what that means.
Oh.
By accessing the BDI agent's mind state, specifically its history of locations, and using that context, along with careful prompting, to translate your request into a specific go-to XY command for the BDI agent.
That's quite sophisticated interaction.
Yeah.
And the explanations.
So there's another part, the explanation module. If you ask why the robot did something or didn't do something.
Like, why didn't you go where I told you?
Exactly. The LLM takes your question, looks at the BDI agent's current beliefs, like forbidden area at 250, its active plan, which might involve avoiding that area, and the interpretation LLM's info, and generates a natural language answer.
Okay, did it actually work better? Did they measure it?
They did some quantitative evaluation. They found a slight increase in successful responses and fewer wrong or missing answers compared to just using an LLM.
Interesting. So the BDI helped reliability.
Yes, and critically, it prevented safety violations. Even if the interpretation LLM initially suggested an unsafe move, the BDI agent would catch it because of its safety rules.
That's huge for trust, isn't it? And what about efficiency? Does adding the BDI layer slow things down?
Apparently not significantly. They checked resource usage and overall system time, and the overhead from the BDI agent and the communication layer was pretty negligible. seems practical.
Can you give an example of an explanation that might generate?
Sure. Like in table 4 of the paper, if you asked it to go into a forbidden zone, it might respond something like, I cannot go to location 2.1, 2.1, because my beliefs state there is a forbidden area centered at 212 with a radius of 0.5 meters, and my plan calculated the target location is within that forbidden zone.
Wow, that's specific. It points right to the belief and the calculation.
Exactly. It uses the BDI agent's internal state to justify its actions clearly.
So the big takeaway here is that combining these two approaches, the connectionist LLMs and the symbolic BDI agents, looks really promising.
It really does. It offers a path towards human-robot interaction that's not just more capable, but also more understandable and, crucially, safer. We get the strengths of both.
It's about bridging that gap, understanding the why behind the robot's actions.
Yeah, moving beyond just observing to actually comprehending the reasoning.
So, thinking ahead.
Yeah.
Where else could this integrated approach be useful, beyond just navigation?
Well, you could imagine it in collaborative manufacturing, maybe assistive robotics in homes or hospitals, anywhere you need complex interaction that's also safe and explainable.
Right. So, maybe the provocative thought for you listening is, how else could blending language models with structured, verifiable reasoning change how we work with AI? And what further steps are needed to really unlock that potential in the real world?